Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Doopy Time. My name is Ian Smith, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are y'all doing tonight? Personally, myself, I've been doing just fine. I think today I kind of spent a lot of time in my room, just kind of chillaxing. Is that even a word that people use nowadays? I don't know. I just used it, so sorry about it. But just kind of hanging around. Didn't really leave my room that much, but now I'm here. Really excited to play the songs that I've picked out. Got a great set for tonight. And speaking of set, I think I should also talk about today's theme, because as I've already established, doopy time is all the time, and doopy's a word that means anything. So what is doopy right now in this moment? Well, today, March 25th, at 2:01 a.m., doopy means a piece of land next to and belonging to a house where flowers and other plants are grown and often containing an area of grass. A synonym of this might be garden. So for today, I've picked out some of my favorite songs that have to do with flowers, gardening, plants, trees, vines, all sorts of different types of flora. And I've kind of like created my own little like garden of sounds, I guess, of songs. And I cannot wait to play them for you guys. And I've got a pretty, gotta get this moving. I wanna be able to play all the songs on this playlist. So without further ado, let's get into it. So up first we have a song called Bloom by Ravina. And I would just like to take a second to welcome you guys to the Garden of Doopy.
So you think you had a hold on me? Really dug into my brain. I'm attuned to all the bullshit. I'm in tune. Listen,
therapy, took a bit to get to say.
I'm deserving of. Oh, wrap myself in music and sun. Oh, what good is living without love? Oh, what good is it?
I'm scared, scared to commit to a relationship. Breaking up on in a friendship. I don't wanna fuck this up. No, no, no. These other girls are distractions. I've been really taking no action. So no need to jump in, but
you just got done listening to Four Leaf Clover by Raven Lynae featuring Steve Lacy. And right before that, you were listening to Birth of the Flower, Sea Green by Candy Claws. I hope we all liked those three songs back to back. I do try to like sequence these playlists so they sound good going into each other. And I actually didn't know the Ravina song and the Candy Claws song would sync up that well. And same with the, actually, I don't know about the Raveland and the Candy Claws. I'm still out on that one. But like, yeah, I set the crossfade on the first two songs and I really liked it. And I hope you guys did too. I guess now we're going to kind of move into a little more guitar heavy, but not in a bad, just more like folkier sound. I think the goal of this playlist was try to keep it pretty chill for the most part. I wanted this to be a little more of a relaxing set. So that was my intention. I hope you are feeling relaxed and hopefully by the end of the set, you will feel rejuvenated. Yeah. Speaking of rejuvenation, this song always gets me together. This is Lilacs by Waxahachie. It's going to count us off.
Flash the wavering sky. I sit at my piano, wonder the while we're by. And the lilacs drank the water, and the lilacs died. work my way through the day. I run it like a silent movie. I run it like a violent song. I run it like a voice compelling. So right, it can't be wrong. I'm a broken record.
Table aside, heaven, hill, in the Gonna make this garden grow inch by inch and row by row, row by row.
All right, you just got done listening to Golden Green by Slaughter Beach Dog. A recent find for me, but a welcome one nonetheless. Yeah. Up next, I am probably going to get called basic for putting a Mort Garson song on the garden-themed radio show. But, I mean, how could you not? Like, this album was literally made for plants to listen to, and all the songs are named after plants. It's a gold mine, I'm telling you. Also, I just love this album. I have the sticker of the guy and the girl holding hands under the plant on my water bottle, because it's cute, and I like it. And I've gotten a lot of compliments on it, too, so, yeah. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Anyway, we are now going to listen to, oh, Lord, I don't know how to pronounce this. This is really unprofessional. I should have looked up how to pronounce this. You are now going to be listening to Swingin' Spathiphyllums by Mort Garson off of Mother Earth's Plantasia. I don't think I messed that up too bad. Anyway, yeah, let's take a listen.
Thank you. a magic spell. You kiss, this is love, the iron rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see love and rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always be love and rose.
Leon Rose by Louis Armstrong. You know, I always feel like this song always, that last song always plays in like the movies or in the media and whatnot. And I always associate it with like, you know, falling in love. Or I also feel like a funny moment in like a, I don't know, just it happens all the time and it's a popular needle drop. And I feel like I never really took the time up until making this playlist to, like, actually sit down and listen to it in full. And, like, guys, I think I figured out why Louis Armstrong is so famous. It's because he's a good trumpet player. Can you imagine that? I'm also in a history of jazz class right now. Shout out Michael Ullman if you're listening. I'm probably not. You are probably asleep right now. But, yeah. Learning about him and a bunch of other jazz greats in that class. It's been very interesting, including Louis Armstrong. Fascinating man. Fascinating genre of music as well. We are now going to get into a little more of the, I guess like the R&B genreless kind of like that kind of thing, you know? You'll figure out what I mean in a second. I actually don't know if I'm allowed to say this band name on air, but you can read it. This song is called Arugula. It's actually I really like this song, actually. Which is why I put it on the set list. Can you imagine that? Anyway, this is Arugula by unmentionable name. Love you, though.
My love long like a tangerine dream song. Meet me on the ocean floor, that's where I've been gone. Don't play me low-key on your ukulele. Cause me pain, call me crazy, then call me a lady. Of course, I wasn't gassed, not at all. Nah, you never claimed me. Made sure to tell your friends you know me cause I'm famous. Congratulations, maybe I'm jaded. I could've sworn I seen you loving things you said you hated. Wasn't I the one to make you love the shit you hated? Introduce you to beet juice and artichoke. Acting funny and frummy round your work folk. You don't miss me, you just know I want my back broke. Wig snatched, get my eggs cracked, I don't know. It's all fun till you notice we not equally yoked. I may be goofy, may be sexy, but I'm not a joke. Hardy hard, take me far away like Fifi D. be. Sometimes I give in to sadness, sometimes I go to sleep.
Sorry, guys. I just, that audio you just heard was me trashing the studio. Yeah. Please don't fire me. Anyway, that was Frank Ocean's Ivy. Yeah, I did put that on Spinatron. Yeah, good song. I hope I didn't make any of you cry, because I know how some of y'all like to, I know how some of y'all emote to that man and that song. Gonna do a couple quick PSAs before I continue with my set. Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the thing that one normally does the day before. A devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Could you imagine if I had like just read that off and like you had actually like ate Greek yogurt for breakfast or like did all of those things and you're like, oh my God, like speaking to me right now in this moment, I feel so seen. Yeah. PSA people, they're just like us. Now, if you like what I'm doing here right now in this studio, me personally, and I guess everyone else, but specifically me, consider donating to 91.5 WMFO. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Lovely. I'm making pretty good time right now, I think. Okay, I'm gonna get to everything I want, but I'm gonna start the next song just in case I don't make it. I'm gonna make it, though. I promise. Here we have, I don't know if, probably like the deepest cut of the set. It's a song called Peperomia Seedling by Greenhouse. This is a little more of an ambient song. The next pair of songs are kind of more like, more spacey, more vibes, more, and to use my previously stated word, chillaxing. Anyway, Peperomia Seedling by Greenhouse. Thank you. Wildflower by Beach House, coming to you live from WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On to the next song. Quite possibly, if you're new here, hi, welcome to Doopy Time. Theme for this show is Garden, and this song is my definitive favorite song about gardening. So without further ado, this is Shalala by Haley Hendricks. Let's take a listen.
The milk is sour. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy. The gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala.
This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rusted by an arbitrary sonogram.
Sha-la-la, ooh, ooh, sha-la-la.
Outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be your bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Ooh, sha-la-la. Ooh, ooh, sha-la-la.
What a beautiful song, Haley Hendricks, Shalala. What a beautiful sentiment, too. A sentiment that I also, Ian Smith, share. You know what else is beautiful? The last song that I'm about to play. Unfortunately, it has come to that time. But it's a good one. It's one of my favorite classical pieces of all time. It's also an incredibly nostalgic piece for me. I used to listen to this the ballet that this song is from all the time. Still do, honestly. But yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed this hour of Doopy Time. Like I said, my name is Ian Smith, and I've been bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies. This is Tchaikovsky's Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker. Take care, everyone.